Breakfast.
Good morning, Britain. It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, 6:15 on this beautiful Friday morning. How are you all? My guest in the studio today, Christian O'Connell. Hi, Christian.
He wastes no time, does he? Wastes no time taking over. Look who's here, Zing Zang Zulu.
Zing Zang Zulu, how are
you? You're in really early.
We flew through the traffic.
Well, we were told that you weren't coming in until 7 o'clock, and Rich and I were saying yesterday how you've changed. You used to get in, start the show with us.
Don't listen to these PR people. I'm here. I was nearly here for the start.
Do you
not
know
quite.
What? One of his first ever co-hosting appearances on this show, yeah. He was not just in for six. I picked him up in my polo.
Oh, really?
That's great. Yeah. Why shouldn't we stop that bespoke service?
Time, yeah.
Do you remember that other time that we sent you out to pick up Paddy...
Yeah, I do. From a hotel literally round the corner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Paddy who? You've forgotten the name.
Yeah. Oh, Paddy,
McGuinness.
Take me out. McGuinness.
Yeah.
Paddy McGuinness, and he wasn't there or something.
No, 20 minutes late.
You had to wait 20 minutes for him.
No. He can't be late.
So how are you? By the way, clear this up then. So we were just talking about, obviously, you're on stage last night in Don
Juan.
Yes. Or as one of our listeners called it accidentally with a typo, Donnie Juan.
Donnie Juan.
You don't really get the sonic screwdriver out, do you?
I have this on good authority.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll have to come and see the show.
What happens
in Soho
Stage? There's a lot of that in Soho. It's various stages. But you don't, do you really?
It's a very saucy show.
Saucy, there's a word our parents say, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a little bit blue and risque.
A little bit blue.
Saucy, Tennant. And do you know what's happened later on this morning then? So
I have no idea, but there's a very weird array of things in front of me here. What is this?
Well, you've taken us by surprise. We're going to have hidden the various props. Do you want to describe what's in front of you?
There's two packets of bourbon biscuits. Very cheap-looking ones, I have to say. Not even
the expensive. Come on, you've been on the show before.
Yeah, half a packet, not even a full packet of rich tea.
It's like a sad harvest festival. Where's the tin tuna?
From the back of the cupboard, it's sort of half opened and then twisted to keep a little bit fresh, and then some strong foil.
Ooh. Yeah,
10 meters. Of
even I'm not sure what that
Tesco
is.
Tesco foil.
All right, okay.
Two. No, not two. Oh. One, two, three, four white surgical gloves and a collection
that's
of
just biros. The gloves are just Richie's.
And it's all on a tin salver. I don't quite know what this means.
Just the next couple of hours. We haven't even shown them the tinfoil hat yet, have we? No.
Oh, joy.
You were so excited 2 minutes ago.
I know. I just can't quite... I don't know what these all add up to.
Did I tell you about Yuri Geller?
No, is he coming in?
Let's talk about that later. He's not on for another 2 hours. Okay, right. Richie and Matt are, in 5 minutes' time, going to be manscaped. They're going to have some hair removed, and you've got to work out who is going to scream the loudest. If you're working out why we're doing this, it's manscaping for landscaping. This was Richie's idea. You probably already know that it's 3 for 2 across Wick's landscaping ranges.
I know all about the Wick's ranges.
Exactly. Decking, wood care, compost, bark chippings, decorative stones. Did you get that?
I've got some lovely decorative stones.
Those Wick's ones are really nice.
They are beautiful.
Really nice. So it's 3 for 2 on the landscaping ranges, which is why we're manscaping. So you've got to work out who's going to scream the loudest. 0330 123 1215. 0330 123 1215. Lines you open for the next 5 minutes.